Okay. Well, the way I'd envisage a local community safety plan would be a series of meetings between the police and perhaps the community justice, the council, any other organisation of that like. It might be the critical incident group, if we talk about Cherbourg, the men's group, the women's group, whomever are the appropriate ones in the community, where there would be an issue almost to draw up like a business plan or a strategic plan for the next 12 months as to what are the issues that everyone agrees need to be concentrated on in policing terms for the next 12 months, what are the things that we want to achieve out of that, so that then when the police that for the next 12 months, there is community ownership of that, that everyone's agreed that this is going to be a concentration of the police in this 12 months. And so they can, as I say, there's community ownership of it. There can be no dispute about the fact that the police are not doing what the community wants at that time. Do the police want to make any comment as to whether these sorts of things have ever been looked at or whether they thought that sort of thing might be viable to get the community and the police working in agreement as to what is wanted in the community vis-a-vis policing for the next 12 months, 2 years, whatever?
In a non-formal role, I believe that most OCs who are trying to do their job as best as they can have that in place. Realistically, what the community wants and what the police have to do sometimes is totally opposite. I mean, I hate to say that, but it's just the fact of life and the nature of our job.
But some of that could be up for discussion, couldn't it, at this, that the community might... that the issues that the police say you have to do, you'd lay those on the table and you'd give the reasons why they have to be done. And one would expect then that the sensible members of the community would be able to understand those reasons.
Yeah, certainly, and look, I can just speak for myself and what I've done over the years. Possibly the community councils were the main forum where I spoke of strategies as to what problems were happening in town. To a lesser extent, probably the justice groups, but certainly the councils.
Right. Yes, I'd see this more not so much for Thursday Island with the size of it, and it's more almost semi-urban, more for the indigenous communities, the small ones.
Times when I was at Pobrea.
Right, yep.
I used to meet with the council there and discuss strategies over problems that were happening in town.
Okay.
May I just say something? We don't have a safety plan, but Cherbourg does, through health and other organisations, have a 10-point plan, and that's dealing with health. And so your safety plan could work some like side by side with that, perhaps, or something along the same lines, where the community people actually get together, and it's not Queensland Health or the health workers saying what the community wants. The community actually telling us what they want. They expect, you know, us to do so much work on sexual health, on child abuse, chronic diseases, is, and so it's all set out in a plan. And then towards the end of the year, or it might be 2 years, it's the community that comes back and then looks at our performance to see if we're meeting those plans. And it's the community that can only change that plan. It's not Queensland Health or any other organisation. It's the community people themselves. It's very difficult to get people together as a group to do it. So sometimes it might be a knock on the door and doing a home family visit and getting people's perspectives and ideas. But the 10-point plan does work for health.
Yes. I wouldn't envisage that at the end of the day it would be the community would have the final say as to what was done in policing. But if it was done in cooperation, taking very much the views of the community into account so that the community had ownership of what was being done.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to ask a question. Well, why can't we use a WhatsApp to sit on in this committee on behalf of the police to work out safety plans, to deal with issues that's on our
I'd see no difficulty in having those officers on a committee, but I certainly think the officer in charge would have to be involved as well.
Because I'm hearing the same thing that's coming up, is we're too busy or we're short staffed. What's the point in getting rid of it?
Look, I'm sorry, Mr. Connolly. we've been through the community police. I don't really want to go back to that at the moment. I want to address this other issue.
The question is, I keep hearing the same thing that's coming up. Yeah. Short staff. I mean, we're talking about safety plan. We've got people there in place that's not doing anything. So can't we utilise these people to sit on, you know, committees that will give the information and bring it back to the police, and we're going to collectively with the community?
Yeah, well, that's more a matter of how the community plan would be put into place. I'm wanting to explore at this stage the concept of whether there should be, whether a community safety plan is thought of as being a good idea or whether it's not.